ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله ارسله الله بالهدى والدين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. وقال سيدنا مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم ان اصدق حديث كتاب الله وخير هدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأن شر أمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، فيقول الله تبارك وتعالى: وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين حنفاء ويقيم الصلاة ويؤتي الزكاة وذلك الدين القيمة. Brothers and sisters in Islam, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa la ilaha illa ant subhanaka inna kuna min adh-dhalimin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a Lord that if you really know Him, you can't help but to love Him. You'll fear Him because of His awesomeness. But you can't help but to love, not just loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but loving faith itself. My dilemma is this. Because people come into Islam, people are Muslim, and it bothers me. It really bothers me a lot when someone becomes a Muslim, or someone is Muslim, they're from a Muslim family, you're exposed to La ilaha illallah, you uttered it off of your tongue, but you have not yet tasted the true taste, the true taste of faith. Adhuq al-imani. The sweet taste of faith, like Allah says in the Quran, وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانَ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ وَكَرَّهَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِصْيَانَ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الرَّاشِدُونَ. Like Allah mentions in the verse. But Allah has made faith beloved to you. حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانَ. It's one thing to believe in Allah. That's Allahu Akbar. But a person really doesn't believe in Allah truly until they are mukhlis lillah. Until they akhlasu deenahum lillah. They make your deen sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ikhlas. Ikhlas is sincerity. It's like loyalty. It's loyalty to Rabbul Alameen. And you're loyal to Allah above anybody else, anything else. Your loyalty lies with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet said, ذَاقَ طَعَمُ الْإِيمَانِ مَنْ رَضِيَ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا Rabbi Muhammad al-Rasulah alayhi salatu wasalam. He says that the person who becomes satisfied with Allah as his Lord, Islam as his religion, and Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam as his messenger, he's tasted the taste of faith. Now, here's the thing, and this is my dilemma, is that a lot of times Muslims don't even express the taste of iman, having good iman, having sincere iman, particularly having sincere iman. Because ikhlas, brothers and sisters, is everything. If you don't have ikhlas, if you don't have sincerity, singularity of purpose for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it comes to your religion, when it comes to your deeds, when it comes to your salat, when it comes to your zakat, when it comes to hajj, when it comes to siyam, as well, Allah says, "Qul inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamahi lillahi rabbil alamin la sharika la." Say that verily my prayer and my sacrifice and my life and death are all for Rabbil Alameen. It's one thing to be Muslim, but the problem we're having now is that too much of Islam is, number one, fadism. Too much of Islam is a fad. So many people come into Islam for the fadism of it. What you do? I'm Muslim, so I like it. But it doesn't enter into the heart. Islam is not something you do from the outside in. It's something you do from the inside out. Some of the Bedouins came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam expressing their faith. Yeah, we believe, we believe, we believe. And Allah sent down a verse, قَالُ الْأَعْرَابُ أَمَنَّا كُلَّمْ تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا فَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. They said, we believe. Allah says, don't say you believe. Tell them, don't say you believe. Just say you just accepted the religion, because true faith has not yet entered into the heart. And this is why, because here's what we're seeing. We're seeing wishy-washiness in the deen. Ain't nothing worse than a wishy-washy Muslim, I'm telling you right now. Either you're in or you're out. You're on it or you're not. You can't be on it one day and on it the next day. You can't have one ideology one day, another ideology the next day. You can't be, well, I don't know, I don't know. You can't be no position and be Muslim. I don't know, because you can't be that way. Allah talks about that. He describes the munafiqeen like that. مذبذبين بين ذلك لا إلى هؤلاء ولا إلى هؤلاء. مذبذبين, oscillating, not on this, not on that. The Muslim has to always be على بصيرة. Like Allah says in Quran, قل إني أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة. I call to Allah based upon clear guidance, clear vision, بصيرة. Now, in today's society, because we live in a time, this is Hollywood time, brothers and sisters. It's all Hollywood now. The Islam is all Hollywood. It's the image. Some places you just go, you spend about $100, you look like a pure Muslim. Spend $1.50, you look like a sheikh. You wear the right things, say the right things, but it's not about that. It's about the iman that's in your heart. It's about personal dignity, personal morality, personal presence of mind, that you practice Islam for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you pray, you pray for Allah. And see, here's the thing. We're just wishy-washy in this stuff. You know, I have brothers who are my brothers in Islam. I love them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I love them. Are they perfect? No. Nah, they're not perfect. They're just as human as I am. They're just as imperfect as I am. But now, I love them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I've made that decision. Can somebody come say something to me and turn me against them? No. No. Inshallah, my love is genuine. Can somebody come and tell me something about Salat and change my position on Salat? No. Can somebody make me take a different position because I heard this on the news and now I go back and I'm questioning my faith? I'm questioning Siyan? I'm questioning how I'm raising my children? No. When we practice Islam sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah uplifts the spirit. He takes you out of being the slave of men, which is something we don't want. We don't want to be that We don't have a position. My position is based upon what's the position du jour. What's today's position? Where's the group headed? How y'all feeling? We don't like so-and-so. Okay, I don't like him. Oh, we like so-and-so. I like him now. What is that? That makes the ummah very, very shaky. It makes your family shaky. Allah says in the Quran, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابُوا وَأَصْلَحُوا وَاعْتَسِمُوا بِاللَّهِ وَأَخْلَصُوا دِينَهُمْ لِلَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah says, except for the one who repents, because this is what you have to do. If you find you have shaky deen, hey, none of us are impervious to any wrong. But we have to get to the point as believing men and Muslim women in America where our faith is not based upon the temperature, the political temperature, the social temperature. It's based upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our own morality that comes from the inside. So you have respect for yourself. People respect you when you do that. People already are starting to expect that Muslims are going to change their position. This, what's their position? So-and-so. All right, find out how much it's going to cost them to change their position, because that changed. We can get them to change. It's just a cost involved. We'll just put some pressure. We have it very nicely here. Alhamdulillah has blessed our country. It's no reason for Muslims to be in a state of oscillation. But it comes with ikhlas. Now the Prophet ﷺ, he said in the hadith of Umar ibn Khattab, sound hadith, he said, إِنَّمَا عَمَالُ بِالنِّيَّةِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِ مْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى فَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ لِلدُّنْيَا يُسِيبُهَا أَوْ امْرَأَةٍ يَنْكِهُهَا فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى مَا هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِ. He says that verily deeds are reckoned according to your intention. Everything is about your intention. All your deen is about your intention. What are you intending? What are you trying to do? What do you want? Do you come to the masjid because to be seen or because so-and-so? Or do you come for the sake of Allah? Do you give sadaqah because it's an obligation on you? Or because you give or not give based upon so many other factors? These are signs of the absence of ikhlas. Do you talk about knowledge or do you actually try to study and learn your religion? Because we don't want to always talk a good game but don't follow up in the practice of deen, in the game. And it shows. That's the thing. That's what frustrates us. Because it shows. It may not show right away, but it shows over a period of time where a person is deen. This is why so many people are leaving Islam. Of people that convert to Islam. This is only about 3 in 10. Stay in the religion. After you get past the fad part. You get past the click part. You get past the showy part. You get past the different things people, brothers, get into. Brothers always into something. Y'all be getting into too. You're doing too much. What you doing? I'm following this now. I got what? What the? What? Allah says, "Wa ma umiru illa liya'budu Allah mukhlisin lahu ad-din hunafa'." So they have only been commanded to worship Allah mukhlisin lahu ad-din hunafa'. To worship Allah in sincerity with the religion belonging to Allah, lahuddin, hunafa'a, inclined towards righteousness. The best thing anybody can do to be Muslim is establish the prayer, pay your zakat, fast Ramadan, and make hajj. That's the most glaring signs of your sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what you don't want to do, you don't want to be the Muslim. And this is hard. It's hard not to be the Muslim who practices Islam, what Allah mentions, al-harf, on the fringes. It reminds me of the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ when three men came into the masjid. They were sitting in the masjid, in the halaqa, because the Prophet ﷺ, they used to tahalaqu. When they sat together in the masajid, they would always make circles. So it would be a circle. And three men came in, one person saw it. You know, he wanted to get in. Let me in. You know, let me get a space into the halqa, the circle. The other one, he just stood outside the circle. Because if he stood outside the circle, that means that you could just roll on or under whenever you want. You know, I'm not committed. You hear people like that? I'm not committed. I'm just here. I'm just thinking, you know. I don't want to make the commitment yet. Because I might change. I'm a vacillator. And then the third one, he came and saw that was a halqatul ilm. It was a circle of knowledge with the Prophet alayhi salatu salam. And he decided, I'm going, man, let me get up out of here. He left. And the Prophet said, should I not tell you about these three men? He said, the first one sought refuge with Allah and he gave him refuge. So this is how a person is supposed to come into the deen. Like Allah says, take what I have given you strongly. This is the real deen of Islam. Man, give it. Look, I'm ready. Come on. Give it to me. I want it. Oh, I want it. I'm weak. We have issues. I got problems. But Allah, I'm coming. I'm striving towards it. Because there's three types of people in the religion of Islam. Allah says, ثُمَّ أَوْرَثُ الْكِتَابِ الَّذِينَ أَصْطَفَيْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدٌ وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Three different classes. And we could all decide who you want to be. Minhum dhalimul nafsi. A dhalim nafsi is somebody who's, he Muslim now. He Muslim. He just living foul. I'm just living foul. La ilaha illallah, I'm living foul. I hardly got no conscience left. Because the heart gets so black by that. That's why you got people coming into Islam, you Muslim, and you living just like, dude, I can't see the difference between you and the unbeliever. I do this, I'm hustling, I'm smoking this, I'm doing that, I'm rolling with that. What's my family? Me and your girlfriend? Yes, your family. What? Kids out of. What? That's wrong! No honor to your parents, no honor to adults or elderly. Just, that's dhalimul nafsi. Wa minhum muqtasidun. Allah says, minhum muqtasid. Muqtasid is the one, and they're rare. That's like, okay, I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do, and I'm not going to do what I'm not supposed to do. That's it. I ain't trying to get the whole bunch of nothing. I ain't striving. No, I'm doing the basics. I'm going to do that. And the stuff is wrong and wrong. That's a great place to be, though. I'm muqtasid. Listen, dude, I'm not doing a bunch of volunteering. I'm not doing extra stuff. I pay my zakat. All that building stuff, maybe I can't do that. But I do what I'm supposed to do. Just like the man who met the Prophet said, what do you think? If I believe in Allah, if I believe in Allah and His Messenger, and I establish my prayer, and I pay my zakat, and fast Ramadan, what will happen? He said, if you do that, you go to Jannah. And the man said, Wallahi, la azidu alayhinna, wa la anqusu minhun. He said, Wallahi, I'm not going to do anything more than that or anything less. And the Prophet, after the man, he said, Thumma tawalla, and the man left. He said, la in sadaqa, la dakhala Jannah. If he's telling the truth, he's going to go to Jannah. That's the muqtasid. Then you have the one that Allah really likes. The sabiqun bil khairat. See, this is the person who really understands the business of deen. Because he's striving to do good deeds. He's like a hawk. You know, like a hawk fly around and he be hawking. He see a little tiny sparrow thousands of feet or hundreds of feet below him, and he's just who caught him. Yeah. That's the sabiqun bil khairat. Because when they see, man, opportunity to do good, what'd you say? Some good jumping off? Some khair going on? Some extra stuff? Oh yeah, let me do that. They hasten to that because they're striving. They're taking their deen as a business. The akhirah as a business. Every Muslim should take your akhirah as a business. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, did you hear what he said? Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu hal adullukum ala tijaratin tunjikum min adhabin alim. Tu'minuna billahi wa rasulihi wa tujahiduna fi sabilillahi bi amwalikum anfusikum. He says, you who believe, hal adullukum ala tijaratin tunjikum min adhabin alim. Should I not point you to a commerce, a tijara, tunjikum min adhabin alim, that will save you from the painful chastisement? What? Tu'minuna billahi wa rasul, believe in Allah and His Messenger. Wa tujahiduna, and strive in the way of Allah. Bi amwalikum wa anfusikum. Strive in the way of Allah with your wealth and yourself. You know why that's so important today, brothers and sisters, and why our ummah is being so attacked on the inside? We're not dealing with a civil rights crisis like they say, with a racial crisis. We're dealing with a moral crisis within the Muslim community. It's a moral crisis. Because, especially out here in California, we only went, how many miles are we from Hollywood? About what, 500? Huh? I know we close. I know you can drive to Hollywood in the span of a day. We're close to this stuff. And that we're affected by it. We're affected by the culture. We're in a culture that we strive towards. Everybody's pulling at us to strive in their way. McDonald's wants you to strive in his way. Target wants you to strive in their way. Jiffy Lube to give you a free oil change if you strive in their way. American Express wants you to strive in their way. Everybody wants you to strive in their way. Chevrolet wants you to strive in their way. They tell me, dude, come over here, strive down. We got free popcorn, free balloons for the kids, no interest, 60 months. Hey, when you get up your house and you leave out of your house and you open up your wallet, brother, and you drive someplace to go plop down something because you've been called. Because you've been called to that. That's called striving. That means you're striving for that. I'm not knocking striving towards none of that stuff. But what I'm saying, if we are going to strive after all these things and brag about our striving. What you did, man? I just went down to 40, dropped down to 2,500 down. I got 60 months, no interest. Lease on my Chevy. Yeah. If anyone give me some rims right now. I'm striving for some rims. I'm not knocking that. That's another khutbah altogether. But if you're going to strive for that, how much are you going to strive for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much are you going to strive for the akhirah? That should be some striving, because that is khairun wa abqa. It's better and it's more lasting. So we're getting it backwards. Don't strive for deen. Take deen as wishy-washy. I have no position. I can't do this. Can't do that. Can't do that. I'm busy for this. I'm busy for that. Then Target gets us. Walmart gets us. Man, I'm finna get me that job. And so you don't want to be the Muslim that practice Islam on the fringe. What do I mean by practice Islam on the fringe? Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَمَنْ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى حَرَفٍ إِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ أَطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ فِتْنَةٌ أَنْقَلَبَ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ ذَلِكَ هُوَ خَسْرَانُ الْمُبِينَ. He says, and there are amongst the people, and this is not me talking, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ, listen to what Allah is saying, مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى حَرَثٍ. They worship Allah on the fringe. Because like the three men that came in the circle, the first one, the Prophet said, this person, he sought refuge with Allah, and he gave him refuge, meaning that I'm in. Count me in. What y'all doing? Y'all doing some striving? I'm in it. I put my name in the hat. And the second man that came to masjid, he stood on the outside. I ain't committed. I'm waiting. I'm waiting. The Prophet said about this one, alayhi salatu salam, he said, astahya min Allah, wastahya min. He says, this person was bashful from Allah, and Allah was bashful for him. Dude, you ain't down with my thing? Well, okay. Well, Allah's bashful for someplace, someone. He's like, okay, he's still sustaining this person, but all the bounty of iman, all the good feeling, all the things that come with piety, with come with sincerity, with come with striving. This is why, see, this is what we can tell. This is when you can tell you're not striving. Because when you're striving in Islam, wallahi, it's a good feeling. You be feeling good. You say, alhamdulillah. What's going on? Alhamdulillah, man. I'm Muslim, man. It's all good. Even bad happens to you. Mashallah. Ya Allah. Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. You don't get all bent out of shape because your car's got a scratch. Yeah, man, it scratched my car, man. Dude. I got to get a new paint job, man. I don't know. You say, mashallah, tabarakallah. Because you have that iman. You have the taste of iman. And the third one, he was ashamed from Allah. No, the third one, he turned away from Allah because he didn't join the circle. And Allah turned away from him. And that's what you don't want. And that's what happens. And this is the number one cause. This is the number one. And let me tell you, right, I'm going to tell you. It's the number one cause that people are thrown back into disbelief after becoming Muslim. This is the number one cause of the upheaval in Muslim families, of the dysfunction, of the issue with our children. It's the number one cause. It's the number one cause. I've been an imam for 16 years. And I've seen your children grow up. And I see these problems. Close up all the time. It always goes back to this number one cause of the lackadaisical attitude of the religion. I've heard brothers tell me out their whole mouths, Imam, I'm not going to put Islam on my kids. I'm letting them make their own decision. Okay. That's not what our Prophet teaches. And when you do that, it shows in the result. I see brothers, I can't get married, not gonna get, or sisters. I ain't obeying no man. I've heard that. I heard it all. And I see it. When people aren't serious, listen, the Prophet said, he says, Ermal commit shit to him. Commit to Dino to Dan. He says, do what you want. Because the way you do the deen is the way it's going to be done back on you. If you put into it, it puts out for you. You put into your family, it comes back on you. You teach your children the right manners, the right ideals. It comes back on you. You see it. This is how it works. And so you have to have ikhlas, because ikhlas is the feeling. This is what you need in order to persevere. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like the Prophet said, Inna Allah la yanduru ila suwarikum wa ajisamikum walakin yanduru ila kulubikum. He says, verily Allah does not look at your suwar, at your outward appearances, or your ajsam, at your bodies. Walakin yanduru ila kulubikum. He looks at your heart. And in another narration, wa amalikum, and your actions. We can pretend all day long. That's why I never really like fake Muslims. I'm telling you, this is a turn off to me. It's a big turn off. That fake stuff, because it's like, yeah. But then in real life, that's not how you get down at home. That's not how you get down out the masjid. Don't do it for me. I can't give you no ajr. I ain't got nothing. I'm trying to get my little bit over here. Inshallah ta'ala. But when you're mukhlis lillah, then it spread, because it's like kalima tayyiba. Like Allah says, wa mathalu kalimatin tayyibatin ka shajaratin tayyibatin asluha thabitun. This is the smoothing of a good You gotta stop.